He is the play-by-play man for Trojan Hoops, a big part of the football broadcast on AM 790 KABC. On Twitter, the handle is at Moore Sports. Jordan Moore returns. Jordan, how's life down there in SoCal?
Well, we've had beautiful weather this week, so I'll take that as a win. Although I think it's supposed to rain for the Ducks tomorrow, so maybe that's fitting.
Yeah, and maybe the Ducks brought the rain with them because it's been consistent. So, obviously, focus on the basketball game, but I'd be remiss in not hitting on some Trojan football. Obviously, Caleb Williams continued the remarkable lineage at quarterback, might end up the top pick. But as the move happens to the Big Ten, Jordan, I'm guessing Miller Moss, a local guy who only had six TDs in the Holiday Bowl, who kind of stuck it out when Caleb came in from Oklahoma. I mean, is it a safe bet he's the guy, or is anybody else maybe in the mix?
Yeah, I think he's definitely the front runner. I mean, I know they've gone out in the portal and they've added to it, but I just like Miller's chances in for a lot of reasons, and you know, the biggest one is he clearly captured the locker room. I had no idea what to expect going down to that Holiday Bowl. It was obviously a disappointing season, going 7-5. It ended 1-5 in the last six games. Sometimes these bowl games can just be throwaways. And they clearly rallied for each other. He was the center focus of that. He played phenomenally well. He connected with the young receiving core, which is going to be the guys coming back. He's a really, really intelligent kid, high academic guy. So I think his understanding of Lincoln Riley's system gives him just such an edge over any competition that comes in. So I'm sure that they'll bring in competition and won't make it easy on him, but I like his chances.
So when USC opened the vault to lure Lincoln Riley from Oklahoma, I remember just how big it was. But the first year, defensive struggles at the end. Then this year, as the Pac-12 favorite, more issues. He had to dismiss Alex Grinch. And enter Danton Lynn, who ironically had been with UCLA a lot of years in the NFL. For folks unfamiliar, well, what's the word about the new coordinator and all he brings to the table?
Yeah, a younger guy, the son of Anthony Lynn, who many know from following the NFL. I think the biggest thing that he brings is that he's just did exactly what they needed him to do, which is turn around a bad defense in a year. And UCLA was not good defensively, and then all of a sudden last year was among the top in the league and among the top nationally in certain categories. So if he can do exactly what he just did, that's exactly what they're looking for, because you just know a Lincoln Riley team's going to score points. And so if you can get to good, you don't even necessarily need to be great, but if you can get to at least good or very good on the other side of the football, I think you'll be competing for the big prizes.
And the last thing on football is, we know how big the Riley contract was, I think $110 million. And you always hear about who's on the hot seat. To me, it's like, well, Michigan, Ohio State, USC, there's always pressure. But after last year, now relocating to the Big Ten, you get a sense the heat is any hotter, or just typical pressure at the highest level?
I think just typical pressure at the highest level. This is just 2 years, and one of them was pretty fantastic. I mean, to be honest, if he flipped the years, you know, you'd have such a different impression, right? I mean, if he'd gone 7-5 in his first year after inheriting 4-8 or whatever we were the year before, and then followed that up with going 11-1, you know, you'd be feeling great. Instead, he went 11-1 and then backed it up with 7-5. So, you know, it was a disappointing year. I don't think there's anyone denying that. As you mentioned, they've made some serious changes to address it, and doesn't mean you're going to bounce back and go 11-1 next season. But I think this school and this program is in it for the long haul with Lincoln Riley. Not sure on your exact numbers, but they definitely have made a big investment in him and in this program. I think there is always going to be pressure to win in a place like USC, and when you have a disappointing season, you know, there's people that are upset internally and externally, that does not mean a change is coming anytime soon. I would not expect that.
Well, you know, the fans will always be reasonable. Talking with Jordan Moore, USC play-by-play man, Trojans off three straight tournament appearances. You know, expectations were high going in with the return of Boogie Ellis, great defenders, Kobe Johnson, Josh Morgan, an elite recruit in Isaiah Collier. I know Boogie's missed some time, and of course, what was it, 4 games ago, Collier got hurt. He's out another 4 or 5 weeks. So what struck you sitting courtside as what have been some of the major issues this year that have seen things kind of slide a little bit?
Yeah, it's just it's been an absolute slog of a season in so many ways. Honestly, it's from the start, it's been sort of a bad luck season. Obviously, you know, what happened with Bronny in the summer, and then that happening basically back-to-back after what happened to Vince the previous summer was just stunning. And, you know, they didn't come through camp particularly healthy, and they just have really struggled to defend, which has been the hallmark of this program over the last few years. It's always been an elite defensive team, and so if the offense wasn't quite hitting, at least you were in games. This team has had some nice offensive moments when they were all at full strength, which wasn't that long. Once they stopped being at full strength, the offense has really struggled. I mean, you lose your top two leading scorers in Collier and Boogie for a couple weeks and lose all those games because you just didn't have anyone to score the basketball. But they just really have struggled to defend and rebound consistently. And that's what they've tried to build this program on. And without it, we're seeing some major cracks this season.
Obviously, and you mentioned a lot of attention on LeBron's son, Bronny, which, of course, got sidetracked by that, you know, frightening cardio incident. Thankfully, he's okay. His minutes have been pretty steady. They'll look like they went up against Colorado and the Arizona schools, dipped a bit in the UCLA game. But overall, how would you kind of evaluate how his freshman season is going?
Yeah, I think all things considered, it's going great. But, you know, when you're a true freshman, at the end of the day, no matter what your last name is, you're still a true freshman guard, and you miss all of summer practice and all of camp and the beginning of the season. You know, you're getting on a train that's moving already. And so, you know, I think that you know, you've seen some growing pains at times. But what's been great is he is a committed defender, a great teammate, a selfless player. So he's a winning player. You know, there's certainly some growth that needs to happen in his game over the course of his career. He's far from a finished product, but you can just see the fundamentals of a future really good player. He's he doesn't have his father's size, but he's a really bouncy athlete and a strong physical player. So, you know, I think he could be really good. He has minutes. The injuries really pressed him into being a major, major player there for a stretch. You lose Boogie and Collier, and Bronny was basically the de facto point guard in some of those games you mentioned on the road. So those are difficult when you're a true freshman point guard and you're getting your first starts at places like Colorado and Arizona, tough teams and tough atmospheres. And he handled a lot of it pretty well. I mean, he had some good games in that stretch.
Yeah, I really love what I've seen, especially with his heart and his effort. Couple final thoughts, USC Hoops play-by-play man Jordan Moore. So in Collier's absence, I mean, you know, he's such a tough matchup, a big, strong guard who can score. And like I said, he's likely out till probably late in the regular season. I guess, what's their counter? What's the plan to try and replace his production?
Well, the plan is to give up less points, I think, is the first plan. If you can give up less points, then you don't need to score quite as many. I mean, the good news is that Boogie was able to come back against UCLA. Now, he didn't look fully himself. I thought his hamstring, that part of it looked fine. I mean, he played a bunch of minutes, 35, 36 minutes, but he really didn't seem to have the explosion, and he had not been practicing. So it was just sort of like show up and play against a Mick Cronin defense after 2-3 weeks out. And, you know, after making a couple shots, he basically disappeared from that game. So yeah, they need Boogie to carry the offensive load. He's one of the best scorers in the conference. He's the kind of guy that can go for 25 or 30 on any given night, and they could use some of those given nights coming up here. But you know, the hope is that with him back, some of those pieces fall into place a little bit more. Kobe Johnson was being asked to do so much. not quite ready to be a guy that carries the offensive load, but as a second, third kind of scorer, you know, maybe he's more comfortable, and, you know, maybe they can get some points from some of these other guys and turn the ball over a little bit less. They were having major turnover issues trying to play without a point guard at Arizona State, which, you know, presses you the whole game, and they turn the ball over 15 times in the first half. So there's some things that certainly Boogie solves, but not everything.
Well, I'll tell you, moving forward, when I talk about defense and the thought of giving up less points, I'm going to talk about the Jordan Moore concept. So
yeah,
no doubt about it. Last thing is
that helps winning. Score more than the other guys.
There you go. You're going to have to patent that concept. lastly, I always like to get the view from outside our Eugene bubble. The Ducks got off to the great conference start, won their first five. I mean, they were in the thick of the NCAA picture, but they've slipped, dropped three of four. They just lost Keyshawn Barthelemy. What's the word kind of in preparing for this game about the kind of Oregon team you're going to square off with tomorrow night?
Well, I was really impressed. I mean, we played each other up in Eugene, and I was really impressed with what I saw, particularly from Shellstad, the young guard. It's funny, you know, when we played Oregon, they had a ton of injuries, but because they had a ton of injuries, they knew exactly what their rotation was and who was playing and how much. And then all of a sudden, they started getting guys back, and I think that's actually made life harder on Dana Altman. And we've seen that a lot at USC, where a lot of the season, Andy Anthony was trying to play 11 guys, and it's just, you lose continuity, and you know, guys are trying to do stuff in 3-4 minute stints, and so I think what you're seeing is the adjustment of hey, is Mookie Cook part of this thing? Now you lose Barthelemy. Okay, Dante's back. Obviously, he's important. You know, Biddle. So I think if they can get that rotation set again, I actually think Oregon's the best team in this league. That was my takeaway from that game. To me, if they can get back to the set sort of core group of guys and Dante playing the way he's capable of playing, I actually think Oregon's the toughest out in the league.
I think that's spot on. I've been talking about trying to figure this rotation out. But, folks, he's Jordan Moore calling Ducks Trojans, AM 790 KABC Radio in L.A., always generous with his time to fill us in on USC football and hoops on Twitter, at Moore Sports. Jordan, much appreciate you sharing your unique insight. Thanks a million for joining us. Be well. And, of course, I always look forward to talking again down the road.
Thanks so much. We'll talk next as Big Ten opponents.
Yeah, you got it. Thanks a lot, Jordan. Take it easy. Bye.
Bye-bye.